Well, talk a little bit about the beef industry, if you can. I know there's a lot of concern coming from producers right now about what's going on in the futures market with all the volatility. What's being done to resolve that and talk about those concerns?
Yeah, we're working really hard with the industry on the livestock markets, cattle in particular. NCBA has a working group that was formed after the convention in San Diego earlier this year, and we've been working very closely with them. We reduced our trading hours in February. We added livestock to a messaging efficiency program in February as well to better monitor messages that are put into our electronic trading platform. We also then made some changes in the contract. We increased the quality to 60% choice, 40% select, put a seasonal discount in one of our delivery points in Worthing, South Dakota, and continuing to look at the delivery mechanism in general. The cash market in cattle has moved to formula pricing predominantly rather than negotiated trade, and that's made it difficult for the futures market to really know where the price is in the cash market.
So, I mean, it's hard to digest everything that affects the markets. Have you all pinpointed any of the root causes of what's causing this for producers?
Well, I think it's just the cycle, the cattle cycle predominantly of having such strong demand and short supplies in 2014 got us up to $1.70. That caused producers to expand their herds and increase supply into 2016, where we saw, you know, kind of a bottoming earlier this year in October. So I think the volatility, we're trying to get a better handle on how we can manage that in our contract. But really, I think we're seeing some liquidity gaps in futures, and I think that directly relates back to the lack of transparency in the cash market. Often the cash market only trades one day a week or 2 days a week on Thursday or Friday. And so the rest of the week, the market's really having to try to figure out where the price should go. Should it move higher or lower? And so we're just going to continue to work with the industry to do whatever we can to make sure our contract is working as good as it possibly can for the end user.
So, and as you mentioned, you know, producers are increasing their herd. There's a herd expansion going across the U.S. right now. Moving forward, how is that going to affect things, do you see, in the future?
Well, I think what we're probably seeing in the near term, now that we've come down to these lower prices, is they're going to cut the herds back a little bit again. That started the cycle going the other way. So we'll probably see some more heifers, you know, brought to the market for slaughter. May increase supplies a little bit, but the forward curve, I think looks like we've probably bottomed out in terms of what we see in the futures market anyway. And one thing these low prices do, they stimulate demand, export demand, and demand here at home as well. So we are hopeful that greater demand will, as they say in the markets, the greatest cure for low prices is low prices. That causes producers to cut back. It causes consumers to increase what they consume, and the market will self-correct over time.